fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Thursday, the 4th of August. The prepper tip of the day is to get cash and use cash every day. Powers that be don't want you using cash, so maybe that's what we should be doing, is using cash, since the powers that be don't want us to. Use cash every time that you get the opportunity. We have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He has more than 24 websites. We give out about, looks like 6 of them here. Here they are. First one, it's one of the more recent ones, waronwethepeople.com. I say again, waronwethepeople.com. Next, I listen to you every day, 528radio.com. Then we go to judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we got a couple of callers on hold already. First, we go to JP in Illinois. Good morning, JP.
Hello, guys. Best show of the week, I got to say. You guys are doing great. Hey, I got a question to the doctor. I did a lot of research back in the day. My best friend, Sergeant Horvath, was a chemical biological nuclear radiation expert, and I learned a lot from him over the years. But I remember when AIDS first came out, it was 80s, 90s, and at my church, we had a lot of people come from the West Coast, and they came there for healing. It was kind of a New Age Christian church. But I watched all of them die, and one of them, my friend, his name was Michael. He was an engineer, built a lot of towers, and whatever he did, he prayed, went to church, lived a clean life, and he died. I watched him die from a cold. He got a cold. It took a couple years, but it was sad. So when I started investigating AIDS connected to the vaccine, it turns out, yeah, he was from that area, and he most likely got the hepatitis vaccine. That's... I could confirm that, doctor. But my question is related to AIDS and monkeypox. AIDS was given through an injection, but it was also spread through blood transference, through anal sex, of course. But the other thing is monkeypox is also being spread, they say, through sex and touch. Is there any similarities between monkeypox and the AIDS virus? Are they similar at all?
Oh, thanks for the question. Let me just comment, first of all, on your buddy. you know, you mentioned that it's chemical biological radiation expert that he was. Now, that's interesting because, you see, it's the United States Navy and the biological research in the specific area of radiation that was heavily, heavily engaged. In fact, I think that they were the principal research and development organization overseeing the government's involvements and the virtual global elite's involvements in the special virus cancer program that gave rise to HIV/AIDS. So it's interesting that exactly you're corroborating my obvious conclusions based on the contracts and looking at the science, absolutely pinpointing the hepatitis B vaccine as the specific vector for the delivery of this new lab creation at that time was called HIV/AIDS. And it's interesting that he passed away because of that, even as a faithful prayer person. In terms of the relationship between monkeypox and HIV, it's the same parties that are behind it, the same demons, and essentially it's the same type of social engineering methods and materials that they're using to frighten people into getting specific types of treatments, such as vaccinations or the new drugs. They did the same thing. This is a pattern and practice in law and in criminal law particularly. There's a pattern and practice of the co-conspirators, which are the globalists and the private equity investment banksters. For example, Fox News has been citing in recent days some of the leading characters, such as George Soros. Well, these people are heavily invested in private equity investment banking. They are invested in China, in Russia, in the United States. They money, big, big money from the West went into the East back about 30 years ago. They began to establish these financial connections. So for globalization, they needed to do that to basically create the situation today where you've got one world government on tap. And that's what all of this fright and release of biological weapons and chemical weapons that is all geared to causing civilization to submit to the answers. Now, that intelligence comes from two main documents. One is called the Report from Iron Mountain. It's a short, maybe 70-page document everyone should read because essentially it deals with every aspect of what we're witnessing in civilization today to coerce us into this great global reset and this transhumanistic agenda. That's the Report from Iron Mountain that came out, published by the Dial Press. I think it was 1963, right up around the time Kennedy was assassinated. You had the Dial Press. The root word of dial is deity. This is the Satanic Deity Press, and they had already established by the early 60s the agenda that we're witnessing unfolding today. Second document that you got to read is, I've mentioned it a few times, it's the most anti-Semitic document in the world, according to all the experts and officials. And the FBI's version of that document is what I use. Essentially, it is the Protocols of the Elders of Sion. And if you go specifically through that, you'll see the same kind of agenda that they've been following. It explains everything that's ongoing. And I reference particularly with regard to vaccination, intoxications, and genocide, the chapter 10, verse 19, that says that we're going to, that the global elite, that is, are going to inject we the people with poisons and diseases to induce this depopulation and submission of civilization into this globalistic agenda.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Hey, I could also confirm what John's been saying about the Bluetooth. I've been IT for a long time, and what you can do with your Android, instead of getting the app, you could literally just go into the Bluetooth settings and turn off the no name setting. So you're looking for signals with no name. So you're going to get a barcode with no name on it, and that confirms, I confirmed it with my triple vax sister. And when I go into my senior center for my father, my phone goes nuts. I mean, like, every Bluetooth signal in the building picks up, and they're all no name. So definitely they're using us as a track and trace. There's definitely a track and trace operation going on here, and I believe there are different batches in certain cities. Where I'm at in Chicago, pretty much healthy young men I went to played football with, Mikey Hermanson, Jimmy Jones, big, strong, healthy men, all dead in their 40s of heart attacks. So it seems to be that they're testing batches in certain areas of, you know, undesirables. But the one thing that's certain is that Bluetooth signal, that's pretty much in all of the people that get the mRNA, and I can confirm that from my experience.
Okay. Good call, Scott. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay. Let's go on from there. Our next caller is Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
I was glad to hear you say Yeshua with the ah on the end. I'm sure you're familiar with the Hebrew insult. You leave off the ah for Yesha or Yesh, Yeshu.
Yeah.
And Hebrew means his name.
That ah, A-H, is critical to the energy frequency vibration of your heart and your literally respiratory system, your air. Remember how important air is. God breathed the breath of life into Adam to get him off the ground. This, the ha, the breath of life, is essential, and that's resonating in the correct use of the name. That's why I call Yahshua, and it says it all. It said literally... From Hebrew, Yahshua means that the Creator saves. The Creator saves. And that this is the way. This is the way with heartfelt loving intention and faith. You've got to have the relationship that's based on faith. With that loving intention, the Yahshua literally resonates your divine anointing and connection, communion divine. And that's what brings the miraculous manifestations of what you've prayed for.
And so many of these folks that are in science, I'm afraid their mindset is probably over in the camp of idolatry, and they have a little bit of arrogance. So did you catch the, and I'm sure you read the Lancet study, I think back in 20, I don't know, it was an article that said probably half of the science was wrong due to about five different sigmas factors. It was, I think, around 2015. Nobody was supposed to talk about it, the five sigmas of science. Did you catch that one in the left-leaning Lancet English Medical Journal?
Yes, I did. Actually cited it a number of times. It's an excellent, excellent criticism of how corrupt the science has been, and particularly in medical science. It's actually all pseudoscience. It's all manipulated.
What about the most recent thing that was in JAMA about something like, and of course, a lot of clickbait articles tend to exaggerate it, but I like the one on Republic Broadcasting that said it was a bombshell. 6% of the drugs being prescribed right now do have high-quality science behind them. There's some choice quotes in there about the medication that people take every day and trust their doctor for. Only about 6% that's currently prescribed has high-quality science behind it. I mean, that's pretty dark.
Yeah, it's disgusting, despicable, and just think about the placebo effect. Think about what we just said about faith. You know, think about this. You know, there's what's called the placebo, and there's the opposite, the nocebo.
Yeah.
And the placebo is effective in about a third of the people who take sugar pill and are told that this, you know, by an expert in a white lab coat says this is going to help you. What you'll see is a third of those people have miraculous healing because they have their faith and trust in this lab guy and basically this pill. Now, the opposite is called the nocebo, where if somebody says to you, you have cancer, you have 3 months to live, you're going to get at least a third of those people who are going to just die from the fright. And that's consistent with this whole psychosocial neurological component that we have. Our egos and our fear-based mechanisms cause severe immune suppression. That field is called psychoneuroimmunology. It was advanced primarily by the Bursenkos, and this was early from Tufts University back in the 1970s. Mirin Bursenko was the pioneer of psychoneuroimmunology that explains placebo and nocebo beautifully.
I've also heard that called the reverse placebo effect, I think, but and it's hard to eliminate for that in double-blind reverse gold standard studies, right? You said something earlier, and the first time I'd ever heard this, I call it like the Horowitz rap. It was in that clip that's passed around everywhere from, what's his name, the vaccine expert, Hillerman, the military pharmaceutical, what is it, what's your phrase there,
military medical petrochemical pharmaceutical banking cartel.
Industrial complex, you could add a few more on there, but yeah, that's the first place I ever heard you talk about that. But from what I understand, these people that's been calling in on these the Wi-Fi, you're looking for MAC addresses, I thought. There's people that I've seen videos of claiming that those are MAC addresses that you can pick up with the Wi-Fi that has no name, just the whatever it's called, the string of numbers that makes a MAC address. But this, the part of the problem with these people that are saying that there's no such thing as a virus, I think they miss a lot of those people that question the theory of virology, that they don't actually say there's no such thing as a virus. They question whether or not the virus is the cause or if it's a symptom. And it's my understanding that when you do an electron microscope, you actually destroy the sample that you're looking at. You've got a sample of something, a pathogen or whatever. You find, you take an electron microscope image of it, but you've just destroyed your sample. So I think that's part of the argument that they try to claim that nobody's isolated these viruses. But how many times can a virus be created from a metabolic disorder, a dysfunctional cell that's polluted and poisoned? That's my question. Where do these viruses come from? Are they as much or as often the viral debris as a result of some other factor that they're not even looking for? Oh, we've got a virus, that's it. They don't even look farther.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, the study that you're really talking about is called pleomorphism. To see viruses that shift their shape, they're shape-shifting as a result of the pH, the body chemistry, and the electromechanics that they're surrounded with, and that they change from bacteria to viruses, particles, and that you capture those in a microscope. And that was the early work of Royal Raymond Rife. The Rife frequency generators also evolved after Rife developed a 5,000-piece electron microscope and then gave it to J. Edgar Hoover, who basically put him out of business. Hoover
The other thing that I think people don't really consider is the vector, where they think they understand the vector, but they don't keep looking. And the whole concept that the science is settled in global warming is just about the most unscientific thing you can say, right? Once you quit looking, how is that scientific? I have to wonder about the vector. They were talking about AIDS earlier. And as I understand it, women can become kind of chimeric because every time they have sex with a man, and this really increases the value of virginity, there's these killer sperm cells, or they continue to live for like 3 days, and they don't just fertilize the egg, And when you're doing gay sex, that puts it right into your intestinal tract and into your bloodstream. So where does it go from there? To harm your immune system down the road.
You want to hold on here, Mike?
I can.
We got our last break this half hour. We'll be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses at thelibertyman.com. Getting near the end of this show here, Mike, so let's wrap up your comments, please, sir.
Can you spell that again, pleomorphism?
Yes, that's P-L-E-O. M-O-R-P-H-I-S-M.
Okay. Well, in the last hour, that guy called in, and he called in again about questioning virus thing. Well, I really dug into that guy in Germany that people misquote him all the time. He never said that viruses don't exist. He questioned the theory behind the measles vaccine and whether or not they had proven the link. You know, he wanted several factors that he said no study actually, one study did. So I think that's an issue with AIDS, too. I mean, just because they found this virus, and there's a numerous retroviruses that's associated with human beings. Am I wrong? There's a bunch of them.
Correct. Yes, that's right. They're inside of us, and they typically don't come out and give us any problems if our immune system is solid. And what's fundamental with that is your Holy Spirit power of love resonating inside you.
Well, the big warning that I hear all the time is, or in my head anyway, is that when you engage in idolatry, and that's the pride crowd and all this stuff, they've turned sex into an irresistible god. It's idolatry, and that hands you over to a reprobate mind. With that, I'll let you go.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. Absolutely. We're all engineered. The society is such a sexually perverted and manipulated society. Everybody's got everything wrong because we've been indoctrinated with this counterintelligence and manipulation for population control most profitable.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Okay. We're not going to take any more calls. Doctor, we've got about 2.5-3 minutes for you to put out the most information, most important information you want to this week, sir.
Well, thank you, John. I think that we were just touching on it, really. You know, the whole concept of viruses, you know, the fact that they do exist, so what? You know, the bottom line is exactly what John in Tennessee was talking about. You know, you want salvation, you want protection, you want rejuvenation and restoration for who we are as loving human beings, fully capable, worthy of receiving and transmitting love. Well, gee whiz, isn't that the essence of what life, the best of life is about, for family and extended family to be able to receive and transmit love? Well, what is love? You know, now you look at 528 frequency, and I'm actually claiming 528 is pure tone love. It's the heart of the rainbow. It's the heart of literally creation, the musical, mathematical matrix of creation is administered electronically through frequency resonance. That's what spirit is. Energy. Energy is electrons that are vibrating at certain frequencies. They're spinning and vibrating at certain frequencies. Now you get into this realm that we've been talking about, energy, energy fields, bioenergy fields, bioelectronics. Isn't it interesting? You don't read on the news that Pfizer and Moderna's top officials are heavily now investing in precisely this, frequency therapeutics. Gee whiz, why would that be? They don't mess around. So, and the suppression of the intelligence is so vital for us to restore civilization to what God fully intended, us to be in this loving contract with the Creator, in loving relationship where we're actually connected to the Creator and the Creator is responding to us every single instant. Just the fact that your body is made of a liquid crystal superconductor, that's water. That is liquid God, in my opinion. Your body is full of it. So that makes you a god and a goddess, it's with a small g, and that literally speaks to precisely what we've been talking about, this whole concept of the overpowering significance of frequency resonance and energy and even literally viruses. Look at viruses. What is a virus? A virus is a protein crystal. Crystal, there's another crystal. Ella Fitzgerald, what did she do? Bellowed a beautiful high-pitched voice and shattered the glass for the tape commercial that she used to do. I think it was BASF tapes. Gee whiz, that's what we're capable of doing if we have heartfelt, loving intention in faithful prayer. You bring in that relationship to Yeshua and to God, and suddenly now this miracle manifestation, you're uplifted, you're tuned up, you get a tune up with a divine communion, and suddenly now your life becomes a divine synchronicity, a divine appointment. You go from one event to another, realizing God's in your life and the angels are there to protect you, and there's no disease. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death with 1,000 dying at your left and 10,000 dying at your right, you shall walk protected. That was the message that John from Tennessee gave us today. I completely concur.
All right. Doctor, we thank you for being with us. Look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. We've got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 4th day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you'd like to be my neighbor, you may have heard Linda, the second hour, my neighbor, who her and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, a beautiful property in pristine condition. Why is it in pristine condition? Well, here's why. Because it's a high-end bed and breakfast, which enjoys an international clientele, only an 8-minute drive from my home. You might want to check that out. I do private consultation. I'm doing more than ever, quite frankly, helping people get the information, get the clarity, get the laser focus they need to make major decisions. That's what private consultations are all about. Details at thelibertyman.com. It will be winter. In a few months, 3 months if you live north, 4 to 5 months if you live a bit farther south. If you want to be warm and cozy and save money, I think most of you do, heat up a 2,000 square foot home and save money, you need to check out the Liberator Rocket Heater. Last but not least, we have with us right now Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the energy cleaner. He is the manufacturer, the one and only manufacturer energy cleaner a home-based business where he works by himself. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John, on this damp Ozark morning.
It is. Unusual storm. It came from the northwest going towards the southeast, which is an unusual weather pattern for us. Almost all our weather comes from the southwest towards the northeast. The really dangerous storms come from the east. I don't know if you ever noticed that, but the really violent dangerous storms come from the east or from the south. Have you noticed that?
No, I didn't know that, and very rarely they come that direction. But it, that thing last night was that really soaked us, and now I've really got to get out there and cut that grass.
Yep. My lawn boy has been sick. He needs to get back here and cut my grass also. But a violent storm, and I'm so glad I had the EMP shield device on my home, so I didn't need to be jumping up in the middle of the night to unplug all my computers and electronic devices. Anyway, Tom, we'll be talking for about 24 minutes here about our favorite product, the Energy Cleaner. It helps people get their lives back, and we'd like to start with our disclaimer. If you'd like to give that to us, please.
Sure, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Now, there's hundreds of men and women listening right now who got their lives back because of Energy Cleaner. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're one of those people, you can help an Energy Cleaner procrastinator get moving, because we see that all the time. There's nothing like a firsthand story of what you've gone through with getting your life back with the Energy Cleaner. So if you want to give us a call with your experience using the Energy Cleaner, we'd be glad to hear that at 512-248-8252. In the meantime, we have new listeners every week. That's just the nature of talk radio. New listeners who barely know who I am, never heard of Tom Berryhill, don't have a clue what the Energy Cleaner is. So for those new listeners, here we go. First of all, here's what the Energy Cleaner is not. It is not a Rife frequency generator. Entirely different technology. It is not a TENS unit. Those are two things that most people believe the Energy Cleaner may be, but they're not even close. Here's what it is. It's an electronic healing device, puts out a electronic signal, what's called an electrostatic signal, more specifically. The electrostatic signal goes to every cell in your body, doing two things, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. And we focus on two things. Pain mitigation, especially arthritis pain, but it could be any pain. Pretty much everybody gets pain relief. It could be some or it could be complete. There's a few who don't, and we'll address that in a moment. And getting a great night's sleep. As my wife, Dr. Moore, used to say, when you sleep is when you heal. When you sleep is when you heal. So the Energy Cleaner helps with those two things. Between those two things, we're probably talking about half the population, aren't we, Tom?
Or more. At least half.
Or more.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you get to age 60 and above, we're probably talking about at least more than half the population.
Yeah,
In fact, I believe that. My Monday guest, both my Monday guests, Andrew with EMP Shield and Sam Andrews, they both want energy cleaners, and I'll hopefully get those to them soon. The Energy Cleaner itself is a black plastic box about the size of a cigar box. That's the closest, and cigar boxes have become sort of an unknown thing. The size of a good-sized book, maybe another way to put it. A normal format book, say 2 inches thick, would be the size of an Energy Cleaner. It takes 9 D as in Delta, 9 D cell batteries. It does not have an on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. And one place to plug in one wire. Ideally, that wire would be connected to one of the mattress pads I offer for sale. And you need both. The mattress pads by themselves won't do a thing. The injury cleaner by itself won't do anything. So you need both. And so the miniature cleaners are for sale at my website, the mattress pads. We have twin, full, queen, king, California king. Everything's available for sale at my website. The handy travel size. Plus, for all you folks that have an energy cleaner, the micro plush throws are cozy. They're elegant. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. A great way to, Tom, to increase the usefulness of the energy cleaner, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it really is. When you have the ability to take this with you, it is a portable system anyway. You know, John, once you put those batteries in there, that thing's just running 24/7, 365, around the clock. Pick it up, take it with you, use the travel pad, whatever you need to do, get out there on the road. It really helps when you're traveling long distances.
That's right. That's right. Well, I have a connector that allows two travel pads to be connected to my energy cleaner, so I put the travel pad on both seats up front for myself and my passenger when I make a trip of, I'll say, 2 hours or more. Short trips, I don't really mess with it. But if it's a longer trip, I use the energy cleaner. And typically on a road trip, I'll have a 10-hour drive time per day. And at the end of that 10 hours of driving, I don't feel beat up, dead dog tired. I feel moderately tired, like I could go longer if I wanted to. I typically don't do that. Especially if I'm going out west. I was on one of my road trips to visit my daughter in Seattle, Tom, and I decided to drive a couple hours after dark. I was in Colorado, I believe, and I thought to myself, look at all those cattle out there. It was about 9 o'clock at night. And I looked at more, a little more closely, and it was deer, dozens and dozens of deer. I could have been antelope, but they looked like deer to me. And I picked the next town with a motel to get off the highway because I quickly realized that you're taking your life in your hands driving out west at night with these excessive deer herds and antelope herds that they've got out there, which explains the front bumpers on these semi-tractors that could hit a deer and cause no harm to the tractor itself, the semi-tractor. Anyway... That's what I do. I use energy cleaner on road trips. I use it every night when I'm sleeping here at home. When I'm on the road, I typically take the travel pad or the micro plush throw to put on the bed of the hotel. And I've been doing that for years, and I enjoy optimal health. And so do you, Tom, don't you? Because you use yours every night, don't you?
Yes, sir. And, John, I wish I had one set up for the car right now, but I don't. I do need to get back to that, too. I do travel quite a bit, and it really makes the trip go easier. I notice a difference not having that thing in the car. That's the truth.
It does make a huge difference. It's a lot of technology. It's a lot of help for only $285. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're doubting Thomas, I appreciate that. This sounds too good to be true. If this thing works like you said, John, how come it's not on the front page of the New York Times? Well, it's not going to be because it puts at risk a big chunk of the medical and pharmaceutical industry, doesn't it, Tom?
Yes, sir, and I've been told right to my face that if this thing was as good as you say it is, you would be on every television station in the world. You'd be on the front page of every newspaper across the planet overnight. And I just laughed. When that guy told me that, I just kind of chuckled because I said, you don't understand how it really works.
That's a naive statement, to say the least. Very naive.
Yes, yes.
I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you're a doubting Thomas, that's okay. I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee on an energy cleaner. Now, I typically ship about 10 a week, which translates into well more than $500 a year. I get back about 1 1/4. That's less than 1%, Tom. About 1 1/4. And we never know why people don't get results. I like to talk about the one unit that was shipped back to me. I open up the box, and the stale cigarette smoke just about knocked me over. It was so heavy. You have to be a really, really heavy smoker to have that kind of residual smoke left in a box that you're shipping, don't you, sir?
Yes, I've had similar experiences. The worst one I could remember was I got one back and I opened the box and the smell of mold almost knocked me out. It was that guy must have lived in a terribly moldy house, and you can't help somebody, John, when they have an environment like that or an addiction to tobacco. You can't help them.
No, they're beyond help. And if you think that the energy cleaner is going to fix living in a moldy house, it can't and it won't. You think the energy cleaner is going to help you very much when you have a tobacco addiction? It can't and it won't. So it'll help people that want to help themselves. If you don't want to help yourself, the energy cleaner is not going to do very much, is it, sir?
No, it's not. And, you know, a lot of people do have pharmaceutical products they have to take. Their condition requires it. And we have heard back many times over the years. These instruments have been in production for over 22 years now. And over the years, I've heard from people telling me that they were able to cut back on their pharmaceutical products that they were consuming because the energy cleaner made that work so efficiently that the dosage was now too high for them. And working with their physician, they were able to cut the dosage back, which is a good thing for your body because all of that, those pills and tablets, things you have to take, the pharmaceutical products, when they break down, your body, your kidneys, your liver has to process all that debris and waste material left over. And when you can cut the dosage, that really helps a lot. It just takes the load off of your body. And
well, if a person chose to, 11 years ago I had a YouTube archives. I'm not sure the RBN archives go back 11 years, but beginning 11 years ago this fall, Tim Spencer was on us once a week for a couple of years talking about his incremental cutting back on pain medications that he'd been taking most of his adult life. So that's all archived at my old YouTube archives. But this is pretty common for people to get an increased performance of these pharmaceutical products. And in the case of Tim Spencer, within less than a year, he was taking no prescription medication whatsoever that he'd done every day for, like I say, most of his adult life. And this is real. This product really does work in the manner we say it does. And you can't get the benefit if you don't get the energy cleaner, can you, Tom?
That's right. And Tim Spencer was an extreme case. Tim really had some issues from due to his military service. And he was on. In fact, Tim told me personally that they would rotate his medications. He couldn't stay on any one pain med very long or he'd become addicted to it. So they would rotate the different types and work with that way. But he was able to cut all of that out. I think now he's maybe on a little bit. He's really had some problems. But he's still out there with us. And I think the energy cleaner really helped him quite a bit, John. I'm glad to know that we were able to help Tim.
Well, he's in line for surgery too. Redo the stump of his leg that was injured and amputated and hopefully get a prosthetic. He's been without a prosthetic now for quite a while, and hopefully that'll happen in the next couple of months. Regardless, there's testimonials from people we know, like Steve Whitman, for example, at my website at thelibertyman.com. Steve Whitman gives myself and the energy cleaner credit for saving his life. It's very humbling, Tom, to have a man say, John, you saved my life. But that's a credit Steve Whitman gave me for his use of the energy cleaner, due to his use of the energy cleaner. And I humbly accept his credit, his giving me that credit. And, of course, much of the credit goes to you also, Tom, being the manufacturer of energy cleaner. So all this information is at my website where you can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. Tom, I'm getting a fresh shipment, over the weekend, sir?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct. John, the slowdown is caused by the the chip availability. It's not just cars and other products, but the energy cleaner uses chips. And it's been a huge struggle getting enough of these to complete the orders. But we do. They trickle in, and I have to search all over the world to get them, and I can't get very many at any one time. I can't just say, send me 1,000, and I put them in inventory. Can't get them. Can't get them. And neither can the big boys. And I've already been, I found a source in North America a while back, and I thought I had the order clinched, and they pushed me aside because somebody bigger came by and bought everything.
If it was 1943, we'd have a factory turn them out by the millions here in this country. But we have a break. We'll be right back.
That's right.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Tom, this time always flies by every Thursday, it seems like. We'll be back on tomorrow morning to talk about emergency survival communications and ham radio. But let's give a quick summary right now on how people can improve the harvest of their fruits and vegetables using the energy cleaner. Sir, got about 2 minutes. 3 minutes.
Yes, it's real simple to do, John. And if you take an energy cleaner and the output cable that comes with it has an alligator clip at the end, you simply take some chicken wire, make up a piece of chicken wire that can be suspended over the tops of the plants that you're growing. If you have a garden plot, just use some of the steel fence post or the plastic electric fence post. If you use a steel post, you're going to have to use insulators as well. And this is all materials that can be obtained from any farm supply store. They have accessories and parts and posts and everything for electric fences. You'll be doing something very similar, except you just support that chicken wire using these fence posts. The plastic ones are the easiest to use because they're already a insulator, and you can attach right to that post, nail that thing in the ground. They have a big spike on the end. Just pound that thing in the ground with a small sledgehammer or maybe just a regular hammer. You don't need a lot of tools to do this. Attach the chicken wire to it. Keep it as close to the tops of the plants as you can. Flip the energy cleaner cable onto that at any convenient location. It's not critical in a corner, along an edge. It doesn't matter. The most important thing is to keep that energy cleaner out of direct sunlight that can degrade the case material, the plastic material that makes the case. And you want to keep it dry, so you might want to put it in a plastic tub or something that has a lid and maybe even keep it in a shaded area. But just keep it out of direct sunlight and any morning dew or rain, anything like that. And that will work round the clock and really energize the plants. And with the proper watering and maybe whatever fertilizer that you choose to use, the energy cleaner will just amplify the effects. And if you're growing vegetables, your output production of these vegetables will increase in almost every case. And you can also do this in a greenhouse. You just use stainless steel wire that's available many different places, hardware stores. We say stainless steel because it doesn't corrode, and you stretch that down through the media that the plants grow in, where the roots are. You just stretch that along. You can also use chicken wire in the greenhouse if you want to, over the top. Some people choose to do both. If you're planting in pots on a shelf, just line the shelf with the chicken wire. Just cut a piece of chicken wire that can be stapled or taped to the shelf or wrapped around and stapled on, clip onto it. Again, any convenient location in a corner along the edge, hook the energy cleaner onto that, and those plants will thrive. They'll grow a lot better, faster, more vegetables. I think in the coming months, years, it's going to be very important to be able to grow your
absolutely
own food.
I would have a dedicated energy cleaner for my garden is what I would do. Tom, thank you. We'll see you in the morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. God bless my beautiful state of Missouri. God bless the seriously large, beautiful state of Texas. And God bless the United States of America.
How does $49,000 relate to $7 trillion? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. $7.1 trillion is what our federal government has authorized to spend on COVID one way or another so far. That number goes up every time Biden announces the next free test or free pill or free mask or free jab. But let's stick with $7.1 trillion for now. There were 144.3 million taxpayers last year. Let's do some math. Total COVID spending divided by the total number of taxpayers equals how much COVID has cost you. And that is $49,203. Remember, every billion the government spends costs you $7, and every trillion costs you $7,000. How long before the government demands your portion of the national debt? $243,000. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.